TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh with TED Talks Daily, and I'm recording this in Los Angeles, which is world-renowned for its car culture. But no matter where you are in the world, spending so much time on roads, whether it's driving or parking, places astronomical costs on clean air and affordable housing opportunities. At TED 2020, Ali Kashani shares a vision of the future to help stop vehicles from wasting energy and space on the streets. He's the VP of Special Projects at Postmates, the food delivery company. In his vision of the future, drivers won't have to be the ones delivering your food.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
Food delivery. It's the thing that saves millennials from starvation. By my calculations, Americans order over 20 million restaurant deliveries every single day. Over half of these deliveries are actually within walking distance, but 9 out of 10 are delivered in cars. So basically, we are moving a 2-pound burrito in a 2-ton car 20 million times a day. The energy to bring you that burrito is actually bringing you a 2-ton metal cage with heated seats. Let's be honest. We are addicted to our cars. Did you know that in America, for every car, there are 4 parking spots? In some downtowns, over half of the real estate is for cars. We have designed our cities around our cars because we drive whether we're going 2 miles or 200 miles, solo or with our whole family. We get into the same SUV to go buy coffee or a coffee table. If we could free up some of these streets and parking lots, we could build more housing, more social spaces, more parks. But to do that, first, we need to rethink how we are using cars today. In the city of the future, if you want to go 5 blocks, you summon a bike or a scooter. If you're in a rush, a passenger drone would pick you up. And if you need food, no need to have someone drive over. The food will make its way to you. Let's go back to those 20 million a day restaurant deliveries. If we could get these deliveries off the road, we could reduce the need for as many as 1.5 million cars just in the US. That's twice the size of San Francisco. Now, think of the impact this could have on cities like Delhi or my best city of Tehran, where car pollution is killing thousands of people every year. So, how do we get some of these deliveries off the road? Well, That's a question that my team and I have been obsessed with over the last 3 years. And the solution is actually one of the building blocks of the city of the future. We've been creating small, self-driving robots that navigate quiet alleys and sidewalk on a walking pace and have a secured cargo to deliver you food and supplies. Now, before I tell you more about the robots, let's do a quick thought experiment. In your mind, picture a city with thousands of robots. Hollywood dystopia is what a lot of people expect, but our job is to create a friendly future that's designed for people. So instead of making aliens, we set out to create robots that are familiar, robots that would belong in our communities. But we also wanted a little surprise, something unexpectedly delightful. Think about it. You're walking down the street and you see your very first robot. That's a moment when you're gonna decide if this is a future you love or fear. And with a lot of people having these dystopian ideas, we need to open their minds. We wanna surprise and delight them so that we can win them over on first impression. As soon as we put robots out on the street, we learn some really interesting problems. Like, how should robots cross the road? Or how should robots interact with people with visual or mobility impairments? We quickly realized that we need to teach our robots how to communicate with people. People on the sidewalk come from every walk of life, so we needed to create a new language, kind of a universal language, so people and robots can understand each other right off the bat, because no one's going to be reading user manuals. We started with eyes, because eyes are universal. They can show where the robot is going, or if it's confused. Plus, eyes make robots more human. We also used sound. For example, we created this running sound with frequent gaps so that people with visual impairments could locate their robot using the Doppler effect. But it turned out, these were not enough. At intersections, cars would cut in front of our robots. Drivers were getting confused sometimes because robots would take too long before they started crossing. Even ordinary pedestrians were getting confused. Sometimes they couldn't figure out on which side to pass the robots because robots make a lot of small adjustments to their direction as they move. This actually sparked a new idea. What if we used movement to create a universal language? Like, at intersections, robots would gently move forward before they start crossing to signal to drivers that it's their turn. If they see someone on a wheelchair, they yield by pointing themselves away from the sidewalk to signal that they're not going to move. Some of you may remember this. In 2015, Canadian researchers sent a robot hitchhiking across the US. It didn't get very far. It turns out that robots can also use some social skills. Like, if they're being tampered with, Carnegie Mellon researchers have shown that small toy robots should play dead because people feel bad when they think they broke it. But delivery robots aren't toys, they're not small, they're out there in public. We found that with delivery robots, to get people to stop tampering, robots need to show awareness. It's kind of the opposite of playing dead. In this case, robots need to acknowledge the situation to get people to step away. Also, word of advice. If you're a robot and you see small kids, run towards the closest adult. It turns out that some kids just love harassing robots. So, besides dystopia, Hollywood also promised us some really cool robots that would run our errands or keep us company. So far, we've really focused on food delivery, but in the future, these robots can do more. Like, they could gather excess food and bring it to shelters every night. Because in America, we waste 30% of our food, while 10% of our people experience food insecurity. These robots could be part of the solution. Or when we have hundreds of robots running around cities, we could have robots carry emergency medications at all times, just in case someone nearby has an allergic reaction or an asthma attack. These robots could be on site within a minute or two, faster than anyone else. And during pandemics, robots can be a key part of our infrastructure. They can ensure that we can provide our communities with their essential needs, even during emergencies. Let me leave you with one last thought. Today, objects can't get from A to B without human help, because our three-dimensional world is quite complex. But new sensors and AI can change that. In a way, technology is like a baby that has just learned to recognize objects and understand words, and maybe even hold a basic conversation, but it hasn't learned to walk yet. Now, we are teaching technology how to navigate the three-dimensional world without our help. We are entering this new era where insentient objects are gonna get up and move freely. And when they do, we gotta make sure they don't look like aliens. My vision for the future is that when things come to life, they do so with joy. You know, less like the movie Terminator and more like Toy Story. Thank you.